Hello, everybody. We're on for Transistor Radio, and we're having a chip chat today with the Avengers, Doug from Fabricated Knowledge, Dylan from Semi Analysis, and our beloved John from Taiwan, who has been tragically struck by an earthquake and constant aftershocks. And so, you know, we here together need to rally together to support John and the island of Taiwan and give – it's a donation drive. But the donation –
it's a donation drive. This week is a donation drive.
It's www.patreon.com/Asianometry.
Or separately, you can support the entire island of Taiwan by buying the most advanced semiconductor you can find.
So, correct,
you know, whether if that's two new iPhones or maybe a new Mac.
Or an H100.
You know, maybe even a new – an H100, you know, or which I guess that is. Well, I was going to say, do you want to talk about earthquakes, or do you want to go into our first talk?
Actually, the most semi-intensive. I was pitching this to someone. The most semi-intensive item you can buy is actually an Apple device, relatively, or a Huawei device, because they push more semiconductor costs relative to BOM, at least on a logic standpoint, not on a memory standpoint. Apple's horrible in memory, but on a logic standpoint, you know, the millimeter square you get per device is actually way higher. Because if you look at an iPhone, right, like $1,000, you get a 115 millimeter squared, like a 3-nanometer chip, plus you get like a 60 millimeter squared Qualcomm modem on 4. And then the rest of the, you know, and so those are two separate things. Whereas like if you buy an Android, you're literally hurting Taiwan's economy because it's a unified chip, right? A monolithic chip that's like 115 or 120 millimeter squared. So you're like reduce, and it's on 4-nanometer, right? So you're reducing the semiconductor content massively by buying an Android. I say as a Samsung user.
Okay.
Which is to say, buy a freaking iPhone or something. I just high level, that's the best way you can do to support the island, the peaceful, wonderful island, decimated nation of Taiwan.
Well, hold on, but if you're trying to support the island, are you really going to use semiconductors, which are so water intensive? Are you going to steal the water from the poor people in Tainan?
From the ocean, okay. You know what? But okay, dude, those poor people in Tainan, they love working at TSMC. Okay,
it's they are religion. Glad when water rationing happens and they're only allowed to shower
exactly,
3 times a week.
Exactly. No, yeah. Honestly, they say, take my water. I'm not showering ever again.
Wait,
I'm
John,
clean in the clean room.
What exactly
I'm in the
happened?
Clean room. It doesn't matter.
In the water rations like a few years ago. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
What do you mean? Like the
well,
like
didn't they like
happened?
Have to ration water? Yeah, didn't they have to ration
water? I mean, I was there. They didn't ration anything. They just sent some trucks down with some extra water. I mean, the South depends on, funny enough, it depends on these typhoons to smash into the south of the country to basically fill the reservoirs. And there hasn't been typhoons recently, which is fantastic for if you want to go to the beach, but horrible if you like don't want water. So back in 2021, there was some water shortages because of that, and the reservoirs. They're all kind of silted up, and you know, I did videos about this. It was kind of a weird thing, but they're building some like water reclamation plants down there and all that. That's your boring answer to your crazy.
It's funny because people are like, Arizona doesn't have any water. Arizona doesn't have any water, but in reality, you know, the water recycling that Intel does is so good. It's like 99.5% of it gets returned. To the river,
doesn't
and it's returned
Arizona,
cleaner than when it came
have,
in.
Like farms and all that, like they take water from the Colorado, right?
Oh, dude, water is not an issue at all if you just stop alfalfa farming, right? Like alfalfa seeds or whatever, like and almond seeds for almond milk are like 100 times more destructive to water per economic output or whatever than a semiconductor fab.
Trust me, I know that. But like, I got like 10 emails from people in Arizona saying like, you can't eat chips. You can't eat chips. Like, we'll see what happens when you when the farmers stop farming, and not to mention you're farming in the desert. But whatever. All right, let's get to it.
We just gotta prevent the baristas from offering almond milk, you know, openly, right? Like that would probably reduce water usage in California meaningfully. Rather, you know, make it a request only option, but don't even like say, "Hey, we have alternative milk." Give them whole milk unless they explicitly say otherwise.
Or
right?
Stop
that would
beef.
Solve the water crisis.
Stop
eating
beef.
All
right, we got an agenda here.
This is America.
We got an agenda here.
We do have an agenda.
We have an agenda. We need to keep sanity on this. First of all, Doug created a tweet that that popped the AI bubble. So, Doug, would you like to talk about your lasting contribution to American history?
Yeah, so on Friday of last week, April, I don't know what day it was, April 19th, market sold down, but SMCI and NVIDIA sold down 10%, and SMCI sold down 22%. And, you know, there's a lot of reasons why it actually sold down, let's be real. But a lot of the news wires picked up one of the tweets that I had essentially saying that, like, hey, it seems like you can get H1. If you search Baidu, you can find H100s being delivered into China. And so I was like, well, this isn't good for export controls. And like, yeah, they audit their vendors and stuff to make sure that they're able to, you know, sell like not sell these products in China. But clearly there's smuggling going on. And I guess the extent of which the smuggling is pretty widespread. So that's so obviously a little bit of fear. People pick that up. Realistically, I didn't crash the market. Maybe I'm good for 2 or 3% of NVIDIA, but hey, that's a big number. So, yeah, I think it was really mostly just the fact that the AI trade is super hot, and you know, the market was starting to get a little toppy there, and finally we had a reason to sneeze, and it happened. But also, I tweeted out something mean about SMCI on the same day. So, yeah, bad day for AI stocks Friday, but I don't think it's over quite yet.
It's the confluence of multiple things, right? Like I think you had a post like a few weeks ago at the like within a few days of the top, right, Doug?
The
market's gonna cool down a bit. And then the other thing was that like the market is so fucking crazy. Like everyone was looking for Super Micro to not just like have earnings, right? You know, everybody has earnings, but they were looking
for pre-announce. I forgot about the pre-announce.
Like if you're in our Discord, there's like four like financial guys, right? Like buy-siders, like arguing, like no, based on all the tea leaves of every pre-announce, right? Which is like before the earnings, you say you're going to beat, right? Based on all the tea leaves, they're going to pre-announce on this day. And everyone is like, there's like multiple arguments in our Discord about this. And like me, I'm like, I don't care, right? Whatever. Doug engaged a little bit, I think. And then it didn't end up happening, right? So that was like one of the major factors,
so
too, right?
Pretty much they pre-announced 7 of the 8 last quarters and they didn't pre-announce this time. So everyone's like, okay, that means SMCI doesn't have a big beat. That means NVIDIA doesn't have a big beat. Therefore, AI revenue, it's over. So yeah, just a lot of reasons why, but overall, just a traumatic day. I tweeted something at a bad time, but high level, what a dramatic Friday. But now, Monday, or I guess today's Tuesday, stocks have been up 2% or 1% day after day. Boom, back to the good times, I guess. But yeah, I think it's really funny because like Morgan Stanley sent it as like a trading, you know, people were like, oh, looking for, you know, when markets go down, people look around and they say, hey, why is it down? Okay. And for some reason, they chose my tweet as one of the reasons, which I think is fucking hilarious because there's a lot of other reasons. Yeah.
One of my favorite things is as soon as AMD started falling, you know, from a few months ago, like people immediately started saying negative things from both sides. They're like, AMD actually can't produce enough MI300 because of Samsung HBM. Oh, but by the way, customers are canceling orders in the second half because MI300 is not as good as they said. And it's like, you can't have both of those rumors be true. Well, you can, but it's like, you know, it's kind of like counterintuitive. Like people were just looking, but those rumors really got into the swing of things once AMD fell like 10% off of highs and then it kept falling, right? So it's just like, it's funny that people look for confirmation bias slash, you know, or whatever you want to call that.
Yeah, confirmation bias. They're just looking. They're always reading for tea leaves, and they find one thing, and they're like, "Ah, oh, that's it, of course." But yeah, actually, mentioning the Dylan thing, mentioned my post March 8th to the day I top ticked semiconductors, mostly just talking about how semiconductors and momentum. The trade has been really fire this year, and you know, things can't go up forever. But this is like the relatively healthy pullback, so I think that, you know, we'll see with the earnings season. Maybe it's over, but so far the preliminary results have been pretty good. And we can actually talk. I think that actually is a really good segue to probably our first, our second item of conversation, TSMC's earnings.
Yeah, earnings season's preview. We can talk about that. Yeah.
I don't know. I don't even know if Dylan reads the earnings.
Dylan, did you read the earnings?
I read the TSMC earnings. Come on.
Okay, yeah. Okay. But TLDR, revenue good, margins bad, automotive weak, but a lot of people were expecting that to a certain extent. But I think the thing that is probably the most interesting thing to me is that, like, there is four or five reasons why margins just shit the bed this quarter. Or rather, not just this quarter, but, like, for the next year. First, earthquake, 50 bips. Next, 70 bips in terms of energy. And then, of course, N3 is just taking a lot longer to ramp. They're talking about it taking 10 to 12 quarters to become corporate average instead of the 6 to 8 quarters on average for the leading edge node. And this is kind of just like the reality of ramping and scaling a smaller and smaller chip. It's become a lot harder every single year. So I think that, you know, makes sense, but
I think part of it is because they had to redo 3-nanometer almost entirely, right? Because they had N3B, and then they had to move to N3E, and the pitches are everything's different there. Like, how they do contacts are different. How they do the standard cells is different. So they had to, like, completely redo the node, right? And if you do it from the, like, N3E production date, it's the standard, right? But if you do it from the N3B production date, then it's like, oh, okay, well, then we're it's taking us an extra year, right? Four extra quarters, basically. For the N3B, that the only products that have gone into production on that are Apple's, basically, right? And then Apple's moving off of N3B anyways. There is some Intel chip with it as well, but it's quite low volume relatively. But yeah, like N3B is like really, really, you know, kind of a bad node, and TSMC fucked up there, right? So that's sort of, you know, part of it could be explained by that as well. But I do imagine like 2-nanometer is going to take a while, right, to get to corporate average.
Yeah, if it wasn't for backside power delivery and into, I'm just kidding. I'm mostly trolling there. We'll see how that one works out just in terms of the IR group. I'm like not skeptical, but I guess all the problems that they have are going to happen again at least, right? Like N2, it's going to be a freaking hard node to ramp. There's no way about that. But yeah, margin headwinds were definitely like, I guess, the bad part of the result. High level automotive, you know, sequentially weak, down year over year, but everyone has pretty bad results. Pretty much their entire expectation, so their previous expectation in Q4 was 2024 was going to be positive more than 10%, but now they expect it to be exactly at 10%. The only difference, automotive was supposed to grow, now it's shrinking. So that's like one incremental piece of data that I think is important-ish, but in the big scheme of things, widely expected. So on that same note, do you want to talk about TSMC's Arizona thing? Because that article came out today, and I don't know if Dylan's read it. It's really, really, really funny. It's like really, really funny.
Dude, it's like hella misogynistic too, right? Like not misogynistic, but like I see why American, like, you know, it's not
DEI approved.
Yeah, it's not DEI approved. There we go. My I won't say favorite because that's actually I don't care about getting canceled. My favorite part of the article was Jesus that Christ. These dudes were like they have like bikini calendars and their coworkers like please take that down. That's mean, right? Which is obvious. Like don't fucking put a bikini calendar up in your freaking cubicle or whatever, right? And they're like no, which is just wild. I don't know yeah. what's your I guess quote unquote favorite or least favorite whatever you know if you are yeah.
I'm not going to put any specific indications on this. Unlike Dylan, I'm trying my hardest not to get canceled. But in that same paragraph, one former American engineer told him some local coworkers referred to him as a white breeding pig, implying he was only in Taiwan to sleep with local women. Yeah, dude, some of this stuff is like very obviously not DEI. Also, some of this stuff, too, that I think is really funny is... just it kind of like I think it's like another great East versus West culture clash, right? Like all the Americans are like, dude, this work is insane. They'd say everything is important. Like there's this one paragraph. It's like, okay, well, you know, if everything's so important, like what's your priority for me? What's your top priority? And he's like, everything is a priority. And so many times I would get work overtime getting stuff done only to find out it wasn't needed. And, like, in the East, it's like, hey, your boss says to do something, and they'll threaten to fire you, whatever, and it's like TSMC's the highest-paying, prestigious job, and you do it, like, you know, like a religion. In the West, it's like, dude, I'm working crazy hours for what, right? And so I think there's just, like, this giant East-West conflict over and over.
My other favorite thing was, and this is actually my favorite, right? And like, it's not, I'm not going to get canceled for saying it's my favorite, is that, they were saying there were some Taiwanese, who extended their work trip in Phoenix, right? So that they could live there longer, so that their family, you know, they could have their child born in America. And they're like, if we're going to have children, of course we'll have them here. As an American citizen, they have more options than others, which is like, so like based, anchor babies from Taiwan. I'm just kidding. But the other thing that was really, really interesting was, you know, there was they interviewed a wife of one of these people, and they were like, everything is so big in America. There's great mountains, great rivers, but there's also great boredom, right? Because they're like used to like Taiwan, which is a really cool city full of like stuff to do, and Phoenix and, you know, Scottsdale especially is really nice, but come on, it's not full of stuff to do.
I don't even know what is there to do.
Yeah, and they're also like in a suburb of Phoenix too.
Yeah.
There's really good golf courses.
Yeah, but I don't think these women are.
I didn't expect Dylan, of all people, to be like, by the way, there's really good golf courses. You know, I love me some holes in Arizona, dude. I can't.
The only holes I like are donut holes.
Okay. No misogynist stuff, that's, please.
That's where your mind went, okay? Not mine.
No, I know exactly where your mind was going.
My holes are about on the putting green, okay? But, I don't know. I don't know what to say about this anymore.
I think the only thing I would say is, I think I was telling Doug early before this call started was that when Toyota and Honda and all the other companies were coming from Japan to build stuff in Georgia or down in the South or whatever, we had the same issues. We had similar issues like that. There's a lot of culture clash, and they got through it. This is funny, and I think it'd be funny now, but like, I don't know what they're trying to... Calling it a debacle feels... I mean, it's very lined. It's very YouTube-grabby.
As people who work in media, you understand... making a title that says, like, I don't know, Arizona's a little late. That just isn't quite as good as calling it debacle in the desert.
Yeah.
Now that's a lot. That's a good title.
That's a catchy one.
But
I agree.
Number two, I'm sure you guys noticed this, but the second the CHIPS Act money went out, all of a sudden they're like, TSMC Arizona, we're back on track. Did you guys notice that? They moved up the timeline on the earnings call the second after the check went out. And I was like, wait. Was this just a giant negotiating tactic against the CHIPS Act?
I totally saw that, and I tweeted about it because I was like, it was like surprised Pikachu face, not actually surprised, right? Like, you know.
Yeah. No, I mean, I think that that's like some amount of it is like disingenuous, right? They're like bitching about Arizona. And also like, it's just like a, you know, East versus West clash, but I do think it's like, not bad face, but like it's been like bad taste or whatever for this whole, like, you know, calling Americans lazy. Maybe we are, but also, where did they get the H100 designs from? That's what I freaking thought. Okay, from America, the greatest country of semiconductor design in the world. Like, we, you know, it's not that Americans are lazy per se. It's just that we're very individualistic versus a super hierarchy of perfect fab workers, right? That's what TSMC wants.
Alrighty. Sounds good. Anything else you want to say about this, Doug? Dylan? Jordan's post got a million views about this. I'm jealous. Like, how does he...
Dude, at least, you know, but nothing will ever top his most viewed post ever, which was right after October 7th restrictions. He's like, the Chinese semiconductor industry is done.
Oh, he told us.
Which is my favorite. I still tease him about it. I love teasing him about it.
A million.
Because he just translated it. To be clear, he just translated something off of, I think, like Weibo or something. And then, like, it was, like, obviously, like, extremely sensationalist. And then, you know, people thought it was his words. And I think he, like, gained, like, 20,000 Twitter followers or something.
Yeah, no, it was crazy. Yeah, he got 1.2 million views. Wow. I didn't see that. Isn't that crazy? Insane. Dude, Jordan needs to teach me how to tweet. That's really what it's come down to.
Yeah, I don't know how he does it. And like, he's the master.
Oh my god, my friend literally just sent it to me on a DM too. So wow.
Yeah, I got it from like five different group chats. Yeah.
Wow. Wow, dude, your friends send you stuff? I don't get any of this. All my friends are you know, they're completely plugged into the metaverse. They have no idea. They're just buying ads, you know, or they're just buying dog toys. The ads are being served to them. They're buying dog toys.
They're
the H100s are working. What? Oh, they're buying industrial grade food glycine, right? Ajinomoto is getting screwed. They're doing, you know, they're completely in the metaverse. They're yeah. No.
All right. Let's say what else do we want to talk about?
Oh, I was gonna say TSMC earthquakes, because remember the last conversation we had, there was an actual earthquake going on.
Yeah.
Amazing, goated, honestly, probably the best transistor radio that we'll ever have. But this time, there's been a lot more earthquakes, right? There's been like 6 major aftershocks. How are things going?
You know, it's kind of freaky. You know what? I always think, like, you know, you have a 7.2 earthquake and they say it happens only once every 25, 30 years or something. So I'm like, you know what? I'm good. We're done for the next 25 years. We don't need to worry about this. Then we had like a 5.4, I think, in Taipei. I wasn't there. I'm in Kaohsiung. I don't even know what's going on. I live in the middle of nowhere. So it's like, it's been fun, but like, study semiconductors all day. But like, no, I haven't heard about this earthquake. Everyone's asking me, are you okay? And I'm like, yeah, it's great. I don't know what the fuck's going on with these earthquakes. It's all in Bali, anyways. Like, you know,
it's they're all on the East Coast, but they're like pretty minor, right? Like, well, actually, it's like the first one was big, and then everyone has like been an order magnitude weaker, which is interesting. And it's like no one all of a sudden cares, right? Like the first one, everyone cared, and even if it was like if another one the exact same size happened, I bet no one would care again. Right? Like, it's destabilization.
Yeah, well, it's like nothing broke, and they're like, man, okay. If something broke, everyone would be like, oh, end of times. The semiconductors. But also, my favorite thing is TSMC, of course, is like, yeah, 50 bips is the impact for this quarter. And Micron is like, we might be closing one of the fabs, actually. and I think, and my conspiracy brain, I'm so fucking conspiracy brained when it comes to supply for memory specifically, the memory cycle is just getting started, and they're like, yeah, earthquake, we're gonna have to throw it all away.
Wait, I'm curious.
Did you say that? You said that in that last TR, transistor radio. You said like we're gonna shut down the fab, and it's like that's a galaxy brain take on it.
Do you know which one they said they'd shut down? Because like they make their HBM in Taiwan. At least they package it, right? I doubt they're shutting down that one. They're probably shutting down one of the old. Was it Nanya or something like? Not Nanya. What's the name of the company they bought? Elpida. Elpida ones.
Elpida, yeah. Flags hit to its DRAM supply from TSMC earthquake.
It's probably one of the like old DRAM, right?
Yes. Let's see what it says. It says it hurt its calendar quarter of DRAM supply, but up to mid-single digits percentage, which is a shit ton. But I don't know what it is. I don't know which one it is. Is it the HBM or is it just old DRAM? I don't know. It does not say.
It's probably not the HBM.
They probably threw everything away to make sure the HBM is working. That's for sure. Let's see. Evaluating supply chain, no specific language. It doesn't say which fab or anything. It just says update. Disappointing.
You go. I want to hear your conspiracy theory.
What? It happens every single time, dude. Right when the semiconductor cycle starts to harden, some natural event hardens it like way more. There was a fire for in Renesas's Japan fab during the automotive shortage, and that was like, it's fucking over times. You remember that? And I do feel like this always happens. And maybe these supply hits are happening during the gluts and no one gives a shit, but it always seems to be fortuitously timed. Which is what I'm trying to say is that they control the Earth. The semiconductors control the Earth's crust. That's my big conspiracy brain for you today.
You know about the Sophon, right? Like, did y'all watch the three body problem / read it? I know John's read it.
I've read it.
Dude, the fucking where they like disassemble the proton and then etch a fucking chip onto it, a supercomputer, make it into an AI. That's pretty badass.
See, didn't, no, I don't remember.
I thought, okay, well, the basic premise, at least, I haven't read it. In the show.
Are you just pulling? Okay, you see the show.
No. In the show, what they did is the aliens, right? The Santi, they sent two protons to Earth at like near light speed, right? But what they did was those two protons are like entangled with two protons that they control, and they use that to sabotage the humans, right?
Yeah.
Those two protons, what they did is they used whatever physics magic bullshit they have to open up every like part of the proton up into like many dimensions, make it huge, create a supercomputer on it, right? Like etch a computer onto it, make an AI, and then like collapse it again, and then send it off to them, right? To Earth. And the interesting thing there, and the reason why I bring this up is because, you know, we're talking about like, oh, what's the limit of Moore's law, right? It's you know, how many atoms does it take to make a transistor at minimum, right? And that's the limit. And it's like, nobody. Sci-fi just gave me another scaling vector. Subatomic, baby.
Yeah, subatomic quark particles or something or whatever. Like yeah. Okay, well... Well,
that was that book was
you,
a trip, so I don't remember anything in that book one.
Yeah, so the book, I just remember them like shriveling up, and then the sun, and there's the three bodies, and they
pyramid,
can never fucking.
There's a desert.
It. There's a pyramid. There's a desert. Yeah, man. Like honestly, it really does. I remember finishing the book and being like, "Wow, that was really good," and then like 3 days later, being like, "I don't remember what I read." It really did felt like a giant mushroom trip. Were you like? In the moment, you're like, dude, this is really profound. I feel like I'm getting it. Like, you're grasping it with the fingertips. And then you finish it, and you're like, bro, that was fucking weird. That was really weird. And that's how I feel about the three-body problem.
Dude, I
hear the second book is better.
Second book is better. So, yeah, third book gets really out there. Second book is, like, second book is good. It's coherent, at least. And then it has a really good... Mm-hmm. I think I really liked it. And then third book...
Coherent? Is it 16 qualm?
Shut up, dude. Shut up. That was a good joke, but shut up.
Anyways, sorry, John, for derailing you.
Jesus Christ. I don't even know what to say anymore. I forgot it. Fucking books too.
Have you done a video on modulation?
No, I have not.
You should do one, man.
I would like
poor optical engineers. They need so much hype, man. Poor guys.
It's literally it's like so space age compared to space age, but like it's a bunch of like analog bullshit, right? So it's like, you know, you definitely don't understand what's going on from a digital world. Like ones and zeros are easy. Like QAM and CERTES and all this sort of shit is like, oh my God.
Yeah, everything that to get it to work is all black magic, and then like all the businesses touching optics like kind of suck. And I'm just like, wow, that's like they need some hype, is what I'm saying. You can maybe pull them out of their depression by talking about them.
I don't know. I want to make videos that have views. So like, you know,
isn't your like strategy though? Like, isn't your strategy to make super fans? Like, you just have to make a video that like someone really likes, and then they're converted. Whereas like, you know, maybe like there's also the other strategy, which is like you just make like garbage content that everyone wants, right? Like, why haven't you made a video of like China invades Taiwan? You would get 10 million views, right? But like you're being a good person by not doing it. So you know you're not going fully on that direction either.
All right, I'll do some optical shit. I got a long line. I got a long list. I got stuff I want to work on right now.
Okay.
I want to do a video.
Well, speaking
about
of
wine.
Which, we can maybe
we about can, wine.
Ooh,
about
wine. Look at him.
Wine in Japan.
Can you? Oh, okay. I was gonna say, can you? Yeah, do that. Hate on the French. Like, do a video about wine in Japan, wine in Argentina. Don't do a video on wine in France and just piss them the fuck off.
Oh, I will.
Dude, oh my God. Hey, the real. We are all worried about Dylan getting canceled by China. The real problem is one day Dylan's gonna go into the EU and they'll be like, "Hey, sir, we're gonna have to pull you aside.
Please step aside.
So
out of
many,
the line.
There's so many words that have been said about the European Union.
Well,
it's
but
time
to be
for you
fair,
to
right? Like, I'm pretty pro France on a relative basis compared to Germany. Like, France has an AI supercomputer program, and it's like legit, and like they have cheap power prices, right? It's like Germany, I'm like quite
nuclear,
bared up on.
Yeah.
Nuclear, yeah,
yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah. Mistral and all that, yeah. Germany,
yeah,
don't go to
Germany. Meta Paris,
okay,
dude. Meta Paris is cracked. They did like a big chunk of the llama work, right?
Okay.
All right.
The French are back. Well, we'll leave it there on a positive note.
I have one question before thanks. I have a debate I want to put to you guys.
Huracardia, huracardia.
What?
Anyway. Isn't that the French song?
My friend, says that three body problem is a metaphor for the Americans versus Chinese. And the sofans, which they send to America or to Japan, to China, are export restrictions. What do you think?
Okay, the problem with that is the Santi can't fathom lying, and we both know the Americans and Chinese are both dirty liars.
Sounds about right.
I am going to read the three body problem plot summary. Yeah, I forgot this was during the Cultural Revolution.
Let's see.
Yeah, honestly, bro, I don't fucking know, man.
This seems galaxy brain to me.
Galaxy brain. All right.
Yeah.
Maybe that's the right answer.
All right. All right, I got nothing else.
Yep, that's it for me this week. It was nice to see you guys. I guess we'll leave it off here. Thanks for coming to Transistor Radio with Doug O'Loughlin for Fabricated Knowledge, Dylan Patel, Semi-Analysis, and obviously the amazing but also decimated by the earthquake, so therefore you should subscribe to his Patreon, John from Asianometry. So
thanks all.
We'll talk to you guys next time.
Thanks all.
Alrighty. Bye, folks.